You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
We thank you. Thank God for you listening in to our broadcast. As I look around and I see that there are constantly people challenging one another to do things on social media, I would like to challenge you to pray with me for the next 11 days for this nation, our government, our families. And so even as you listen to me say this prayer, I would like for you to be in agreement. I would like for you to pray it right along with me. And so let's begin to pray. Father, forgive us as a nation. Father, we repent for the sins of this nation, for the sins of our government, for the sins of the church, the body of Christ, your people. Father, forgive us for the sins of our families. We repent, O God, for we have sinned and come short of your glory, and that you would have mercy, O God, upon us. Father, we ask for your kingdom to come and that your will would be done on the earth and in this nation, even as it is in heaven. We pray in our Lord and Savior Jesus' name. Praise God and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to continue to repeat this prayer with me for the next 11 days. I'm literally going to begin to cut our broadcast a little short so that we can pray this prayer at the beginning of our broadcast and at the end. All right. I thank you for participating. Reach out to some folks and let them know. Praise God. We're going to use the power of agreement. I believe that as we pray as a corporation, that God will begin to do some things and shake up this nation and turn some
things
around.
Hello and God bless welcome. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, where our wonderful pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. I bring you greetings. I'm Minister Andre Jordan, and I'm excited to be in the studio and be with you today. God bless you. I want to say thank you so much for tuning in every Monday through Friday right here at 6 p.m. Thank you for those that have come and visited us at Victory. We welcome you to come at one of our service times, Sunday at 11 or Tuesday night at 7. You may come as a visitor, but you're going to leave as family. You're going to know that the Lord loves you and has a plan for your life. So plan to join us at any time. This is your invitation. Today we're talking from the topic, what you say matters. What you say matters. What you decree matters. And so, Father, I pray today, bless us in this time together. Bless us in this time in your word. Help us to have a clear understanding of the importance and the weight of our words. Help us to use our words to bring you glory, to come into agreement with your word. Let our words be productive and produce in the spirit realm godly results, kingdom results, taking advancing territory. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. We were talking about how what we think is connected to what we say, and what we say is connected to what we see and the results we achieve, and it's connected to our actions and what we do, and it all was tied to the seed of a thought. And so today we're going to go a little further and talk about how what we say matters and how it rests and hinges upon the weight of our words. And the Lord himself has equipped us. He's given us stuff that sometimes we don't realize what God has done when he made man, what he gave us, what he imparted to us, and why it's so important to guard and to use it well. Guard and to steward and protect and to make sure, just like if it were a weapon or a gun, that that gun, the nozzle is pointed in the right direction, which I hope is down or put in the gun case. But that's how we have to look at the power and the weight of our words. What you say matters. What I say matters. I want to say this. Every word matters. Every word matters. And so we want to become experts in utilizing our words to maximize kingdom results. Can you say with me, I want to maximize this year, 2023. I want to maximize my words. I want to maximize and see kingdom results. I want to be careful with my words. I want to take care in my responses. I want to take care and beware of things that trigger people, that cause us to blurt out something counterproductive. I want to be careful this year that I'm not counterproductive with my words. Instead of the words producing as I intended, I backfire and the gun shoots me, killed by friendly fire, because I didn't have the maturity to manage my words. We want to be wise, operate in wisdom when it comes to our words. We want to learn how to refrain before I set off a nuclear bomb. We've got to realize the importance of our word. These are nuclear detonators in the spirit realm. The word of the Lord is so powerful that the angels of God hearken to the word of the Lord to perform it. The word of the Lord is still being performed every day that the Lord is gracious to give us life. His word that declared, that set up creation. Let's go there. Let's start there. That'll be my first scripture. Let's just go to the book of Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. And I'm going to say, just right here, let's just start with chapter 1 and 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form. The earth was void. The earth had no form. It was formless. It was empty. And darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. And God said, three words, powerful, powerful, powerful. And God said, let there be light. Boom. And there was light. Now I want to pause. And God has equipped me and you. He has deposited in me and you his creative ability to produce with our words. So that is why I'm saying, what you say matters. Your words matter. Your words have weight. And God said, I want to say, and blank said, insert your name. And blank said, let there be blank, and there was blank. So what you say, what I say, it matters. It has weight. It has creative ability to produce life or death. Because the scripture tells us that the life and death reside in the power of the tongue. You determine what is produced by what you say. You and I, we make that determination. What we say determines what is produced. We have the power to speak and declare life, abundance, increase. We have the power to declare and release lack, decline, poverty. It'll be based on thought. As a man thinketh, so is he. Mindset matters. What we say matters. How we think matters. These things are spiritual. These things are spiritual. You can't see a thought. It's not tangible, but it's nonetheless powerful and alive and at work in the spirit realm. And we've got to learn this. We've got to master our tongue. We've got to bring it into subjection to the word of God, into alignment, that we use it not as a knife, not as a machine gun to shoot somebody down, but we've got to learn to master it. I'm in Genesis, but I want to jump over to James, where it talks about bridling the tongue. It's a unruly evil. No man can tame it but the Spirit of God and the Word of God. It'll tame your tongue. Think about the lion tamer, how he cracks the whip and he causes a lion, a ferocious wild beast in the animal kingdom, the king of the jungle, the top of the animal kingdom, to become subject because he cracks the whip and he tames it. How much more does the Spirit of God want to tame our tongue? Want to tame our tongue? We have to be mindful. We've got to educate ourselves in the Word of God so we can understand the continual snare and trap of the enemy. He's trying to get us to kill us by what we say. He's trying to get you and I to commit word suicide by what we say. The epitaph would read, the coroner's report would read in the spirit, death by word suicide, because we couldn't get our act together to manage our words, our language, what we were producing in the spirit realm, what we were releasing and setting off. So when the bombs blow up in our lives, when the bombs blow up in our family, when we eat the fruit of our words, it is friendly fire. We're bringing these things on ourselves by what we say, tied to what we think, tied to by what we see, tied to by what we do. But God today is bringing open the light. You can't say anything and expect a different result. You're going to get what you say, what you decree, what you put impregnate in the spiritual realm of the atmosphere. There's so many things we don't fully grasp and understand, but beyond the things that we see tangibly, where I'm seated in the studio, I can see a chair. I can see the studio equipment and lights and monitors and the speaker. There is much more present and at work behind the scenes that our eyes can't see. And that is what we must know. We have to understand this is a spiritual world that we are living in. The unseen world is greater than the visible world, than the natural world. We've got to come to the realization of that. We've got to come to the realization of just how marvelous and wonderful God created us. Just how wonderful God created us. How fearfully and wonderfully that we are made, and what he's deposited and equipped us in for our success. It was for our success that he gave us the creative ability, the power to speak, to declare, to pronounce, and it be so. And the Father spoke and said, let there be light, and there was light. And he continued from the word of his mouth, and he named the light, and he named the evening light, day, night. That ability, I possess that ability. You possess the ability of God. And he began to divide the firmament from the waters, and he declared, it's heaven. And he called and gathered the waters, the dry land. He named it earth. He began to create. Let there be. Let the earth bring forth grass and herb and seed. Let there be. My let there be is in my mouth. Your let there be is in your mouth. What you say is what you will have. What do you want to have? What do you want to have? Are you saying what you want to see? Are you saying what you want to see? Or is there confusion in the spirit realm because you say one thing, but you don't say what God says, and you see what you say than what the word of God says God sees and says for you? Did that make sense to you? The bottom line is this: your words, my words, must agree. There can't be disagreement. There can't be confusion between what I say and what God says. So I must say what he said. I must say what he said I could say to see what he wants for me. There, I can't oppose what God's word says with my words. Clarifying. I can't say one thing and the word says another if I want to see God's results in my life. And I don't know about you, but I want to see God's results in my life. I want to see everything he's promised for my life. I want to see it, live it, taste it, eat it, breathe it. I want to be covered in it. And so let me go to another scripture right quick. But I want this sinking in our hearts. What I say matters. I can't be foolish with my words. I can't use my words and shoot myself in the foot, or better yet, shoot myself in the head. I can't commit word suicide because I won't get myself together, because I won't put a bridle over my mouth, because I won't guard my heart, my mouth, my mind. I won't let any old thing out of my lips and escape. I won't let any old thing reside in my heart. I won't work against God towards myself. I'll work with God. I'll come in partnership with the Holy Spirit of God. But I'm not going to work against God and delay the promises of God for my life and hinder. I'm not going to keep being a hindrance to God all the days of my life. I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to get with God. I'm going to partner with the Holy Spirit and come into agreement with his word. I'm going to set a watch over my mouth. I'm going to set a guard my heart with vigilance. My sword is going to be out to annihilate everything that would try to come up that has a different voice other than the voice of the Lord, has a different mindset other than the mindset of the word of God. I'm going to, with a vengeance, attack and destroy and cut asunder with the word of God everything that would try to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. This is requiring us to arise from a place of willy-nilly. It's causing us to arise from a place where we can say any old thing. It's causing us to grow up in God and become mature. Mature in our speech, mature in our language. It's causing us to grow up in God and put away the childish thing, the language of a child. I'm not going to be 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 94, whatever the number is, 120, and still speak like a child. It's time to grow up in God. It's time to grow up in the word of God. It's time to operate. Come on now. We're saved. We're filled with the Spirit of God. It's time to operate, execute in the things of God and be led by the Spirit of God. And it's time for the evidence of the fruit of the Spirit to be seen in our lives. So it's time for the evidence of the self-control to be seen in our lives. And one place to start is, can I see self-control in your words? Can I see self-control in your language? Can I see self-control in what comes out when you're upset and angry? Can I see self-control when your temper is trying to get the best of you? Can I see the guard working? Can I see the watch over our mouths working? Can I see it? Let me read this scripture really quick in the book of James that I wanted to read earlier. I wanted to run over to it. The scripture also says to us, be slow to speak, be quick to hear. It talks about the tongue being an unruly, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I'm in the wrong book. Yeah, it talks about the tongue being an unruly member. It talks about the tongue whom no man can tame. But we've got to get it together. The only reason it can't be tamed is because we won't yield to the Holy Spirit. Okay, let's start reading. Controlling our tongue, because what we say matters. Every word matters. Okay, it says, dear brothers and sisters, not many of you should be teachers in the church. For those that teach are going to be judged even more strictly, receive greater condemnation. Indeed, for in many things, if we're not careful, if we're not intentional, if we're not diligent, we will offend all. We'll make many mistakes. It says, for if we can control our tongues, if a man doesn't offend with his words, the same as a mature person, that person is able to control themselves and to bridle the whole body. If we can control this little piece of pink between our teeth, why, that's a indication of maturity and growth. And if you're able to control the words coming out of your mouth, you're able to get the rest in control. That is what the scripture said to us. It said, behold, look at this. You can take a large horse. You can cause that horse to go wherever you want it to go by means of placing a small bit in its mouth. It says you can take a small rudder and you can turn and make a huge ship, the biggest ship that man has made. And you can take that ship and pilot it and turn it wherever you want it to go. The captain of that ship, he can turn that ship. He can back it up. He can pull it forward. He can turn it around. The ship is gigantic. And he can do that with just a small little rudder. And it says, in comparison, the tongue is a small little member. Look at our whole bodies. Many places on our bodies are bigger than our tongue. It says it's just a small member, but it makes and boasts of great things. It makes grand speeches. It says, behold how great a matter a little fire kindles. Behold, a tiny spark from your tongue can set a forest fire on fire. And you know, we got to be honest, some of us have done that. A tiny spark. It was like throwing a tiny spark on gasoline. Whoosh. Because why? We didn't have spiritual maturity. We let loose our tongue. Killed a whole bunch of folks in the spirit realm with our tongue. Not in the natural. They were still alive. But our words shot them down. Our words destroyed them. If we're not careful, sometimes this is what we do to our children. Because we won't get a hold of our tongue. And we will destroy them. Destroy their will. Destroy what God has put in them. Destroy them with our words. Destroy in our workplaces. Your words are so destructive. The whole team that you work with, there's no evidence of the fruit of the Spirit. They can't see nothing else because you lack self-control. But God is saying, get it together. Get yourself together. Your words matter. Your words have weight. I want to use you, but I need you to grow up. I need you to get self-control evident in your life. I need you to guard your tongue. This little member that can destroy, like how those forest fires were destroying whole cities in like California and places. Every house, 100 houses, hundreds of houses destroyed, thousands of acre of land, property destroyed. It's a tiny spark that can consume when leashed, released, let loose. It can destroy everything in its path, in its vicinity. And that is how we can be and do in the spirit. And that is why the enemy uses us against our own selves, cause the words of our mouth to bring destruction. We've got to submit. I submit my words to you, Holy Spirit. I submit my tongue to you, Holy Spirit. It says there's every kind of beast and bird and serpent and animal in the sea. It can be tamed and has been tamed of mankind, just like when we talked about the lion. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. We take our tongue and we bless God, even the Father. And with that same tongue, if we're not careful, we will cuss and destroy men that are made in the image and likeness of God. It says out of the same mouth proceeds blessing, proceeds cursings. My brother, these things ought not so to be, because a fountain cannot send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter water. You can't do it. A fig tree can't produce olive berries. A vine can't produce figs. So no fountain can yield fresh and bitter water. We've got to get it together. We've got to realize our words matter. What we say matters. So let us begin to maximize declaring and speaking the word of God. Let there be a shift and a change and a turnaround, Father, in our lives today. Help us to see the weight of your words in creation. Help us to see the weightiness and how your words are still standing yet today. And all of creation is doing exactly what you declared and put in place by the power of your words. Help us to see the power that we possess, how our words can be a boundary, how our words can be a protection, how our words can propel us to increase and advancement and winning. I pray and I ask, Father, today in Jesus' name, let this word get deep in our spirits. Let this word, let us meditate on your word from the scripture we read in James. Let us meditate and meet with you and ask and pray for your help and our deliverance in this area, Father, until we grow up and grow in the things of God and mature in setting a watch and being very intentional with our tongue and our words and what we speak. And let us determine in our hearts, Father, that we will not use our words to commit word suicide anymore. I pray and I ask, the broadcast has been a blessing to you. May you continue to walk in victory as you guard and watch what you say, because your words have weight in the spirit and your words matter. In Jesus' name,
we thank you.
Amen.
Thank God for you listening in to our broadcast. As I look around and I see that there are constantly people challenging one another to do things on social media, I would like to challenge you to pray with me for the next 11 days for this nation, our government, our families. And so even as you listen to me say this prayer, I would like for you to be in agreement. I would like for you to pray it right along with me. And so let's begin to pray. Father, forgive us as a nation. Father, we repent for the sins of this nation, for the sins of our government, for the sins of the church, the body of Christ, your people. Father, forgive us for the sin.